babies in particular very much. It tells me that we don't listen. That we could go on for years believing that babies don't feel any pain when this is done to them. Without thinking that if this was done to me, would I feel any pain? Why is a baby different? Doctors were telling this to parents. Doctors who did it, who had seen it done, who had seen the baby screaming, were telling parents this. And I really think they probably believed it. Even though that baby was screaming in front of them, I think they probably believed that that baby was not feeling pain. Or that because the baby, as a man later, would probably not remember what he had been through, it therefore was not important, that it had no impact.
One of the new insights in psychology is that there is a special human reaction to trauma. Trauma goes in deep. The trauma makes a big impression, stays around.
There's often this withdrawal response where they become very quiet and all actually appear to be asleep, which is one of the responses that newborns have to pain.
We would like to think that it's just easily erased or that it's superficial. But maybe it's just something physical. And when it's over, it's over. That's the way medicine generally looks at early trauma. Psychologists are learning that this is not the case. Trauma is serious. Pain is serious.
For decades, the medical profession held that babies did not feel pain or could not tolerate anesthesia. In 1985, newborn pain responses were scientifically documented, and while a few questionably effective anesthetics have since been developed, only a small percentage of these babies today receive anesthesia.